You wake up in the middle of the night from a noise coming from downstairs. First thing you need to do is check what the noise is. If you suspect someone's in your house, do this quickly and quietly. It might just be a mouse that knocked something over. Still, if your suspicions are confirmed and you see someone in your dining hall, look for a way out immediately. Use the fire escape ladder if you have one. Otherwise, a window might do the trick. Still, chances are you'll have to stay put. Grab the phone and call the authorities. Give them your address and explain the situation as briefly as you can. And in a heartbeat, they'll dispatch a unit to your house. Reaching your street, they can't find your house number anywhere. They get there eventually, but only after having followed the numbers from other houses in the neighborhood. By the time the authorities arrive, the burglars already escaped. That's because your house number can barely be seen. It's so tiny. Your mailbox's one is barely noticeable, too. Get a new and shiny plaque. Make sure the number's big and visible. This will not only help your guests find your house sooner, but you'll also avoid the authorities missing your house next time. While you're at it, make sure the mailbox number's visible too. Another good way to protect your house is by adding a fence to it if you don't already have one. Make sure it's hard to get through. Use chain link or even metal fencing. Dig it into concrete as well so burglars can't lift it. If you're okay with a rough look, you can even try out barbed wire fencing. Next up, add lighting to your yard, because if your yard's all dark, it'll be a perfect target for unwanted visitors. Keep a few lamps outside that you can turn on and off. A well-lit yard will let you see what's up outside, and your neighbors too. If they spot someone, they'll call you and the authorities if need be. A spotlight camera is an extra. It usually stays off during daytime and works with a motion detector. It's really bright and lights up when it senses any movement. You can even get one that also starts recording at once. So not only will you frighten burglars, but we'll also have video proof in case anything does happen. Another thing is a Ring camera. Whenever someone rings the door, you can pick it up without even being home. Since your phone's connected to the doorbell, you only need to answer the call wherever you are. If it's someone you don't know and you're smelling something fishy, you can pretend to be home and let them know you're not interested. Dense shrubs in your yard will give the burglar a place to hide, and you might not even notice there's someone trespassing. Keep your shrubbery closely trimmed. It'll not only keep you safe, but also add a bit more shine to your yard. While you're out on vacation, avoid posting your whereabouts on social media. Say someone's had your house on their radar for a while now. You being gone is the perfect opportunity for them to strike. Leave posting the nice pictures you took for when you get back home, and you can keep an eye on things. Oh, and don't show people what you do day to day either. It'll be easy for someone to keep track of your daily schedule and plan an assault for when you're out grocery shopping, for example. This one's obvious, but always lock your home when you leave, even if you think you live in a safe neighborhood. And if you've just moved into a new house, change your locks too. It works for apartments as well, or even if you're just renting a room. You can never be too safe. Always keep the appearance that someone's inside the house, even when it's empty. The first way to do it is leave your television on, or even better, buy a TV simulator. This way, you can program it to turn on and off as you please. I mean, it'd be weird if it was constantly on. It'll save you a couple of bucks as well, because simulators consume less than the real thing. Get a plug-in alarm clock as well, and connect a lamp to it. Set timers for it to go off, let's say dinner time, and for a while at night. You can also get an extra alarm clock and connect a radio to it. If people think you're blasting some tunes, they surely won't try to do anything. Don't forget any valuable items outside, things like your grill, bikes, and any machinery you might have. Store them inside your garage instead, and lock it tight. Security cameras outside your home will let you keep an eye on things, even while you're at work. This one's particularly good if you're extra worried someone's going to break in. Consider reinforcing your door, even if it's relatively new. Instead of breaking in, they might try and completely knock down the door if they're desperate to get in. Get a sturdier one that won't come down easily. This goes for windows too. It's worth investing in a type of glass that won't break when a rock hits it. Or use security film. It's a strong, transparent plastic you put on your windows to strengthen them. Even if your windows break, this film will hold the shards of glass in place. it'll delay the entry by quite a bit, so they might even quit the whole thing. How much mail you've got also lets people know if you're home or not. If there's a huge pile of it, it's clear you haven't checked it for at least a couple of days. So even if your house wasn't a target, it might be now. Get familiar with your neighbors. Invite them over for a cup of tea and talk about your concerns. You'll watch their back and they'll watch yours. And if anyone suspicious comes around, they'll let you know. You can even ask for a favor or two while you're on vacation. Ask them to park one of their cars in your driveway to pretend someone's at home. While you're at it, give them the key to your mailbox and ask them to take your letters for you. You'll repay them when they go on vacation. Take a walk around your house and put yourself in the mind of a burglar. What would you do to get in? There's a tree there that you can climb to reach the second floor. Or maybe it's just too easy to climb the pile of junk that you've got there. It's worth getting rid of both to keep the top floors hard to reach, and no one will be tempted to break the top windows and try to get in like that. If you've got a mail slot in your front door, be aware of mailbox fishing. It's where a burglar puts a pole straight through the mail slot and fishes for keys, or maybe even tries to unlock the door. Get a mailbox cage. This way, if they try to do this, they won't get far. Valuables inside the house are another thing. Keep them out of sight as much as you can. The safest thing you can do is get a safe. But otherwise, you can get decoy items, just in case burglars do get in your house. Keep a few fake gold bracelets next to your bedside table. They'll think they've scored big time, when, in fact, they're going home empty-handed. If you've always wanted a pet, now's the time to get a dog. Make sure it has a cozy place to sleep outside, and as a thank you, it's going to protect your house. As soon as it hears someone step foot in the yard, it'll warn you by barking. Not only that, but it'll wake up the entire neighborhood too, which will bring even more attention to what's happening. Don't ever put up a calendar, or all of this will be for nothing. Say a burglar comes out the back and just looks through the window. If they spot a calendar with the exact dates you're going to be away, none of these tricks will work because they'll know better than to fall for them. And as a last resort, you can get a panic button and keep it next to you when you sleep. You can program it to call the authorities with the press of a button. With that, you'll have alerted them that your house is being invaded.
Did you know that every 15 seconds, a home burglary occurs in the United States? This means that approximately 4,800 burglaries happen every day. And the police can only solve 13% of all the reported cases. So yeah, home security is nothing to be joked about, and so I won't. But still, don't worry. It's not like you need to turn your house into a fortress to feel safe. There are a great number of things you can do to keep the bad people out of your house and keep your valuables safe without breaking the bank. First things first. Homes without a security system are 300% more likely to be broken into and burglarized. So you should definitely consider setting up one. However, there are many different types of security systems out there. That's why it can get overwhelming to choose the best one for your specific needs, desired level of protection, and budget. Yet again, it all comes down to two options: professional installations and DIY installations. Let's go through both of them together. Professional installed systems require professional monitoring and usually have contracts that are likely long-term. Professional systems come with fees. However, companies usually require lower upfront equipment costs since they will spread the cost throughout the course of your contract. Once you decide on a professional installation, the company will first schedule an appointment with one of their experienced technicians who can conduct a security assessment and explain all your options to you. And as long as your contract is valid, you can report any problems you have with the system to them so they can make sure the equipment works correctly. All in all, you should pick professionally installed security systems if you want to put up your feet and relax instead of watching long hours of tutorial videos or reading pages of manuals. Still, professionally installed security systems may not work for you, especially if you're a renter due to the contract commitment conditions. Or maybe you're not a renter, but you simply have budget limitations. That's where DIY installations come in handy. The greatest thing about DIY systems is that while the average monitoring price is around $50 per month on professionally installed systems, it is around $28 a month on DIY ones. Plus, there are no installation fees with DIY systems either. Yet again, you should expect higher upfront equipment costs if you're going to pick this option. And there's also the fact that DIY home security systems come with the risks of improper equipment placement and missing security vulnerabilities a pro would catch. At the end of the day, the most important thing you need to do before choosing a system is evaluate the needs of your neighborhood as well as your house. Did you know that 34% of burglars simply use the front door when breaking into a home? That means if your door is not strong and secure enough, you're basically inviting the burglars in. So setting up security systems is not enough. You need to inspect all your exterior doors too. Make sure the door frames are strong and the hinges are protected. You can always use door reinforcement kits to add extra protection. If your door has a mail slot, don't forget to check if it's possible for someone to reach through it to unlock the door. When moving into a house or an apartment that was previously occupied by someone else, change the door locks. This is the easiest way to ensure that no stranger can just walk into your house using the keys. One other way to boost security for your door is to use wireless doorbell cameras. This one from Amazon is extremely user-friendly. It's 100% wireless. It has a built-in rechargeable battery that can last 1 to 2 months, so you won't have to charge those too often. You can track the battery situation from the phone app. It also has motion detection technology and super night vision, and you don't need to worry about the weather conditions because it's also waterproof. By the way, don't forget about the sliding glass doors. You can use a window bar or dowel in the track to keep them from being forced open. Or you can add a door sensor or glass break sensor to get alerted if and when someone is tampering with them. We're getting into the very basics of home security now. The percentage of burglars entering a home through a window is as high as 23%. The main reason for that is because most of the time, people forget to lock their windows. Yet again, burglars can always break the glass. If you don't want that to happen, you can try reinforcing the glass with window security film, adding window bars, or installing window sensors. If none of that is possible, you can also plant prickly bushes under the first floor windows to discourage burglars from choosing your house to break in. Now, what's the difference between an actor and a burglar? Burglars don't like to be in the spotlight. That's why having outdoor lighting is to your advantage. Lights should be placed around your front and back yards, along pathways, and near the garage. To make your outdoor security lights more effective, you can use motion-activated ones. Take this one for example. It's solar-powered, so it'll help you save energy. But that doesn't mean you won't have any light once the clouds cover the sky. It's able to run 4 to 5 nights on rainy days. Also, don't allow the burglars to play hide-and-seek. While trees and shrubs may make your home look more beautiful, they also provide a convenient hiding spot for burglars. That's why you should trim down trees and plants, at least the ones close to your house that could be used for cover. Choose smaller flowers and bushes instead, so that burglars don't have a hiding spot to wait for you to leave your home. The same thing goes for any lock gates, sheds, or other outdoor buildings you have. Make sure those places are locked. Burglars can use stools and ladders to climb in from the windows too, so don't tempt them by leaving one outside. Now this one goes without saying, but I will anyway. Lock the garage. Even if there's no access to your home through there, it's likely that you still have plenty of valuable stuff stored in there that burglars might be interested in. It's also wise to store your garage door opener inside your house rather than leave it in your car. This way, you'll be preventing burglars from easily taking it. If you use a security code to open your garage, then keep it confidential and avoid entering it in front of other people, including neighbors. Some neighbors, well, you just don't know. Installing a driveway alarm will also help secure the garage. Now these days, not just burglars, but porch pirates, aka package thieves, are a big problem too. Last year, almost 1 in 7 Americans fell victim to them. This is where security cameras proved to be useful. First of all, they work as a deterrent. And secondly, if someone were to really steal your package, you'd be able to identify them thanks to the security footage. If you can't spare some money to get a good security camera for the time being, you can opt for a fake one. They're a lot cheaper, and they will help make your home look more secure than it actually is. This one is worth considering if you're searching the market. It contains a flashing light, which makes it look as realistic as it gets. Now, last but not least, having a safe wouldn't hurt. And don't worry, it doesn't have to be one of those uncrackable giant titanium ones in the heist movies, like Ocean's 23. Burglars may still be able to break into your house despite all the precautions. So, you still need to make sure your valuables are protected at all times. You can hide all things important from your expensive jewelry to your vital documents in there just to be extra safe. If you're going to get yourself one, make sure it is fire-resistant, waterproof, and heavy enough that a thief can't pick it up and walk away with it. As they say, better safe than sorry.
As the famous song says, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Everyone's leaving their homes to go visit their families, and you are one of those people. You take a final look around your house before you head out, lock your door, and leave. But wait, I have an important warning for you. Did you know that statistically, most burglaries happen before the holidays begin? Especially on the 5th, 6th, 11th, 17th, and 18th of December. That shouldn't be too surprising, though. By the end of November or the beginning of December, your house starts to fill with brand new presents. Maybe you have bought an expensive necklace for your mother, the latest tech gadget for your father, and a bike for your nephew. These make a small fortune, wouldn't you agree? I can already see the dollar signs in the burglar's eyes. Your home becomes most vulnerable in the late afternoons or early evenings after the sun sets. Burglars act quickly before you come home from work. Weekend evenings are also when the most burglaries are reported. And when you're out at parties or dinners, burglars know they can take their time, since it's likely you will be out until late hours. And if you're away, then there's no escaping your fate. But there are some precautions you can take to offer fewer clues about your belongings and whereabouts to burglars. And no, they don't involve throwing fake parties with cardboard people. First things first, we always tend to place trees by the window, right? It makes everything feel cozier, and there's a certain charm to displaying your wonderfully decorated tree to the people who pass by your street. Well, that's actually a big no-no if you want to keep your place safe. Also, it's not advised to keep your gifts under the tree as well as near the windows or any obvious places for days until it's finally time to open them. Because this will allow burglars to quickly locate these items of value. Seeing the tree is already set from your window might get them to start watching over your house as they wait for you to leave so they can finally break in. Whether you're going to be at home for the holidays or you're going to be away, it will always be a clever idea to put your lights on a timer. If you're going to be on the road, have them turn on during the hours you would normally be home so that your place doesn't appear empty. The timer will also come in handy if you're just going to visit a place for only a few hours. If you're not able to get a timer, you can always leave some lights on to make the house seem somehow occupied. Burglars might eventually realize that there is no one in the house since nobody would be turning them off, but it can still save you some time if you're going on a short vacation. And remember, the cost of leaving the lights on will always be lower than the cost of a break-in. On a related note, if you're one of those people who power their outdoor lights with extensions that go through the windows and connect to the inside of the house, you might want to stop doing that. Since this might prevent windows from being properly closed and secured, it will make it a lot easier for any burglar to break in. Instead, you can always use battery-operated lights. You may be inclined to post photos of your parties, dinners, and gatherings on social media to show your new dress or just how much fun you're having to your followers. But I advise you not to do that. At least wait until the event is over and you're home, because that would be declaring that your home is empty and ready for burglars to break in if anyone is targeting you. The more offline you are, the safer you and your house will be. even if your social media accounts are set to private, sharing your location, status, and so on might still cause you trouble. Because what if the burglar is also a hacker? Having a hidden spare key outside your house comes with benefits when you forget yours at the office or drop them through the elevator holes. However, that will only make the burglars' jobs easier. Even if they don't know where they are, there's a good chance that with a quick search of the usual places people hide their keys, they will be able to find them. What you can do instead is to give them to a trusted neighbor or a friend to keep until you're back and ask them to check your house from time to time, or better, every day. And if you can ask that neighbor or friend if they can pick up your packages while you're away, that will add another layer of protection for your house. Some online orders or mail may not arrive on time, especially during the holidays when the delivery companies get super busy. And if they arrive when you're not home, there's a good chance that the delivery person will just leave them by your door. When the packages and letters keep building up on your porch, they will not only help burglars understand that no one's home, but they can also invite strangers to grab your boxes. To avoid this, you can track them and let your neighbors know when they will arrive. By the way, the same thing goes for any scheduled deliveries, such as newspapers, magazines, or bills as well. Before you leave the house, take photos of your valuable items, such as jewelry, artwork, and electronic devices, as well as record their models and serial numbers. This will not only help you stop burglars from breaking into your house in any way, but it will also come in handy if they indeed do break in and steal stuff. This way, you will know what's missing from your collection and will be able to show pictures to the police, which in return will make it easier for them to locate the stolen items. Burglars often look around to try and find a ladder, any garden equipment, or any store tool that will help them break a door or window to get inside your house. That's why you should securely lock stuff like these inside sheds or garages. Once you do that, it will become much harder for the burglars to figure out ways to break things or climb to windows. And while they do that, someone can notice their suspicious activity and make them run away without completing their crime. Even if you're living in a place with hot weather, never ever leave windows open in rooms that you're not using, even if you're at home. And make sure they're all closed tight before leaving the house. You can always use window locks and replace fly screens with security meshes. After the holiday ends, it's important that you don't pile the boxes of your expensive presents outside your house near the trash bin. If you do, the burglars will not only learn what you've received, but will also get tempted to break in. Especially if they see you have an item they want. They might also assume that you will likely replace the stolen item, and this may encourage them to break in for a second time. What you should do instead is to cut the packages before throwing them into the trash. Or you can also burn them in the fireplace to keep the house cozy and safe. Last but not least, it's always beneficial to have an intruder alarm, no matter what time of year it is. And just having it is not enough. You have to remember to use it. Unfortunately, many people who have an alarm don't bother setting it unless they're going on vacation. Setting your alarm should become a habit. Make sure to use it whenever you go out as well as whenever you come in, since there's always a chance that burglars might break in while you're sleeping in your bed too. So, have you checked all the precautions off your list? Good, then happy and safe holidays.
You turn on the faucet in the kitchen sink when suddenly you hear a loud creak from below. Alarmed, you quickly turn off the water, but the creak repeats, this time from somewhere to your left. You tiptoe to the door, careful not to make a sound, when the entire house starts shaking and groaning. Terrified, you run outside, and just as you turn around in your front yard, you see your lovely home fall apart. You walk to the pile of debris that used to be your house and inspect it to find out what could have happened. And then you see it, a giant swarm of insects flying over the crumbling remains. And you remember, you've seen them in and out of your home for years, but didn't pay attention. If you had, you would have known that they were flying carpenter ants, and your house had been in danger for a long time. Carpenter ants only fly for a short period of time in late spring or early summer, when the weather conditions are good enough. It's their mating season. At this time, they fly in swarms around the house and are most visible. During the rest of the year, they behave almost like normal ants, hiding inside the holes and nooks of the house. And I say almost because they do one thing that's harmful to you. They basically eat your home from the inside. Carpenter ants, as the name implies, like wood a lot. Moist or rotting wood is their first choice. It's easier to chew through to make their tunnels. But if they encounter a good and sturdy piece of wood, they won't stop either. It'll just hold them for a bit longer. As the tunnel system grows, more ants appear from the eggs their queen lays her entire life. And after a few years, the colony consists of thousands, if not millions, of ants, while your house looks like a piece of cheese, with you none the wiser. When the flying ants appear, it's a sign that the colony has already grown to an enormous size, and your home is in grave danger. Most likely, there's a whole ant palace underneath your house, and within all its wooden parts, from walls to the roof. Just a few years more, and the structural damage will become too much, leading to disaster. So if you see swarms of flying insects inside your home, call pest control immediately. The bullet ant is the largest of all the ant species. Still, despite being the biggest, they grow to no larger than the size of a penny. The bullet ant is most likely to be found in countries such as Nicaragua and Paraguay, deep within the rainforests. It might be small, but it has a big bite. The bite of a bullet ant is up to 30 times more painful than the sting of a wasp or a bee. Locals sometimes refer to the small insect as the 24-hour ant, because you'll experience an entire day of discomfort after their bite. Despite the unpleasant feeling, the bite of a bullet ant isn't too dangerous and should heal within a week. These ants have a peculiar habit that might make it easy to avoid their powerful bite. Bullet ants release a strong and disgusting stench to drive away predators. So, if you ever find yourself trekking through the rainforest and smell an intensely unpleasant odor, run. There are just shy of 300 different species of fire ants all across the world. All the species have the same powerful bite. They're tiny insects who travel in large colonies and have a distinct light brown color, almost red. Fire ants are most commonly found in the United States and are attracted to food. They tend to crash a lot of picnics that they're not invited to. Fire ant bites are incredibly itchy, but not very dangerous. Running the bites under some cold water should help to soothe the itchiness, and the bite should go away in a week or so. If you have a more severe reaction than itchiness, make sure to seek urgent advice from your doctor. Now, velvet ants aren't ants at all. They're a kind of wingless wasp that just looks a lot like ants. These bugs don't form large colonies and usually live alone, hiding in tall grass. This behavior has given them another nickname, cow ants, because when a cow is grazing nearby, it might step on a velvet ant and get a painful bite in return. Humans also get bitten sometimes, especially if they walk barefoot. Velvet ants are venomous, but their venom is less potent than that of bees, so it's not really dangerous. Still, the pain from such a bite is serious, and if you want to squash this bug, good luck. They have an unusually tough carapace that protects them from other stinging insects and even birds. Termites are the scare of all things wooden and of ants, too. When ants encroach on their territory, termites go out of their notorious mounds and give back more than they receive. The insects are basically blind, but their heads are equipped with natural spitfire. They spit acid at their foes, driving them away quicker than they got there. Don't even think of getting your fingers in the way of that acidic stream. It's a really unpleasant feeling. Speaking of spitting, bombardier beetles are the best at that. The look of this bug is menacing enough itself, but when it feels threatened, it will give out a loud pop and spray the enemy with boiling hot liquid. There's a chamber inside the bug's belly that keeps two substances for that. When they mix before spraying, they react with each other and quickly get really hot. Even birds are in big trouble if they get into the beetle's way, and other insects simply have no chance against it. Tarantula hawks are long, thin insects with beautiful rust-colored wings and yellow antennae. They tend to be found in rainforests across Asia, America, and Africa. They like to live alone and make their homes by burrowing into the ground. If you ever come across a tarantula hawk, be sure to move away very slowly. These insects only attack if they sense a threat. Tarantula hawks are thought to have one of the most painful stings in the world. The pain of the tarantula hawk sting is incredibly intense and lasts for 3 to 4 minutes. After these minutes have passed, the sting won't require any urgent care and should heal on its own. The yellow jacket is a dangerous species of wasp that can be found all over the world. They're named for their distinctive yellow and black patterns. The yellow is a striking neon color, much brighter than a normal wasp. Yellow jackets live in large colonies and build their nests in trees, bushes, and even underground. If you come across a yellow jacket nest, move away slowly and be careful not to threaten or irritate the wasps. The sting of a yellow jacket definitely isn't a pleasant feeling. The Japanese hornet is the largest species of hornet in the world. The Japanese hornets have a yellow and black striped pattern, just like the yellow jacket. What makes them distinguishable from bees and wasps is their size and shape. The Japanese hornet is much larger and thinner than a bumblebee, and much longer than a wasp. These hornets, of course, live in Japan, where they travel in colonies of up to 700 members. People who have previously been stung by the Japanese hornet often say it's like being struck by a red-hot poker. If you're ever unfortunate enough to be stung by one of these insects, immediately call for help. And while you wait for the doctors, wash the sting with cold water. Asian giant hornets live mostly in Asian countries, but they were reported in North America in 2019. These beasts are big, yellow, and vicious. It's impossible to confuse a giant hornet with any other bee or wasp. They're much larger and a lot more aggressive. But the worst thing about them is their stinger, which is more than 3 times longer than that of a honeybee. The stinger contains a really potent venom, and several stings from an Asian giant hornet can bring down even a large animal, and human too. And if that wasn't enough, these creatures can even spray their venom, aiming at the eyes. Needless to say, that's an unforgettable experience. Okay, let's admit it, all centipedes are terrifying, and perhaps one of the most horrible species is a Texas red-headed centipede. First of all, it looks like it's ascended from your deepest, darkest nightmares. A black sectioned body, dozens of yellowish legs that look more like claws, and a red head with 2 long prongs. That's a picture enough to make me run for it in a split second. Being pretty large, these crawlers have a voracious appetite, munching on toads, lizards, and an occasional rat. Sometimes, when desperate, they can even catch a bat right in the middle of a flight. And of course, red-headed centipedes are venomous, fitting for such an appearance. Luckily, they're not interested in humans, and that's mutual.
If you think a deadbolt lock will stop a home intruder, don't be fooled. 60% of burglaries happen through forced entry, so these people definitely know how to get into your home, even when it's all locked up. As for 30% of home invasions, they involve an intruder just coming right in through an unlocked door or window. 65% of all burglaries happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., exactly when you're at work. Before executing a break-in, an experienced burglar spends days, if not weeks, casing the place. They study your schedule and daily routine so they'll know exactly when you'll be gone and for how long. They find this information out by watching you from afar or by using some other tricks of the trade. One of the most popular things burglars are doing nowadays is tying a thread on the front door handle and fixing it to the nearby wall or door frame. This thread is so thin that a casual onlooker won't even notice it. By examining the thread, burglars can figure out the pattern of your life. It may reveal to them when you leave for work, go to the gym, head out for a weekend getaway, and of course, when you come back home. With this information in hand, they can plan the perfect break-in. Experienced burglars have a checklist of easy target homes. First, you leave your doors or windows unlocked. Locking your house up seems like a no-brainer here, yet so many people don't do it. They may be lulled into a false sense of security by their tall fence or quiet neighborhood. Or perhaps they think, I'm just making a quick run to the corner store. What could possibly happen in 5 minutes? Believe it or not, this is more than enough time for a skilled burglar to get in, grab your valuables, and make their getaway. Your house is empty during the day. There's a common misconception that burglaries happen at night, but that's when most people are at home. This increases a burglar's risk of getting caught. It's much safer for them to operate during the day when everybody's at work or school. If you constantly share pictures and posts on social media about your expensive things or extravagant vacations, don't be surprised if one day you find some valuables missing from your home. There are certain things you can do to make yourself less of a burglary target. Nothing beats a home security system and surveillance. If a criminal notices an alarm and an operating camera, they'll most likely cross your home off their list of potential targets. Surprisingly, just a beware of dog sign can prevent burglary. It's even better if you have an actual dog, though. That tall fence and thick shrubbery that provide your home with some privacy can work against you. Sure, your neighbors can't see what you're up to in your backyard, but they also won't be able to notice if some dishonest citizen invites themselves into your house while you're away. Consider opening up the area around your home so that it doesn't seem so isolated. Are you one of those people who keep their wallet and car keys in a bowl near the front door? Yes, it's really convenient to have everything right there as you're heading out. But if a burglar breaks into your house during the night, nothing will be easier for them than to grab your valuables and quietly sneak away. The best place to keep your car keys and wallet at night is near your bed. Stay safe out there.
Wait, can you hear that? Sounds like someone's knocking on your door, and you aren't expecting anyone. Well, maybe that's just your neighbor come to ask for some garden tools again. You get up to go downstairs, but then you hear the noise of metal scratching in the keyhole. You stop, frozen in fear. Seconds later, you can hear the door clicking. The problem is that you live alone. First, let's make sure there really is someone in the house. But you should be very quiet in case there's a burglar. Look outside the house to search for traces. Can you see anything suspicious? Is there an unknown vehicle close to your house? Maybe you can spot some footsteps or broken window. Was the fence gate open? There might also be hints inside the house, but be careful if you're looking for them. Make sure you can't be seen. Maybe there's some lights off that are usually on, or maybe there's some mud on the floor that wasn't there before. Listen carefully to the sounds. Maybe you can hear some footsteps or movement, or the creak of a door. Wait, did you hear it? Looks like someone bumped into your tea table. Okay, it looks like there really is someone in your house. So your next step is to try to get out of the house to be safe. If it's possible, leave altogether. Both the front door or the back door or even a window works. If it's a bit risky, you might want to try and escape. An injury is nothing compared with your life. If escaping is not an option, then lock yourself somewhere. Bedrooms are usually the first rooms burglars check because that's where most people keep their valuables. So it's better to stay away from them. Still, if there's no other way, bedrooms better than nothing. Lock it and pretend you're asleep. But if you can't, then better hide somewhere else. The bathroom is a great choice because it's usually not of interest to burglars. Now, stay quiet. The burglar probably won't spend more than 10 minutes in your house. If the intruder doesn't find you're inside, you'll avoid confrontation. The most important thing is you staying safe. So don't move or make any noise. As soon as you're safe and hidden, call the police immediately. Remember, when calling them, always give your location first. In case something happens and you're not able to finish your conversation, at least they'll know where to go. If you can do it without being noticed, try to study the intruder as carefully as you can. Make sure to remember their height, body type, the way of walking, hair color, race, gender, age, and any other specific details you might notice. Anything you can spot will be helpful. If you can look outside and see the vehicle, remember its brand, color, and the license plate number. Then, wait again. Just freeze and never leave the place you've chosen until the burglar leaves or the authorities arrive and help you out. But burglars don't go to any random house. They don't want to be noticed. So they choose their target very carefully, and you can make it so they don't pick yours. Make your house an open space. The greenery makes the house harder to observe, so burglars pick those houses that have the most of it. Make sure to trim all the shrubbery that hides windows and doors. Turn on the lights as soon as it's dark every day of the year. Illuminate everything – the porches, the driveway, the yard, both the front and the backyard. First, it makes the surroundings more visible, and burglars will prefer to stay away. Second, it makes an impression that there's someone home, and they don't want anyone to be there when they break in. Lock all the doors and windows. People forget to close their bathroom window, and burglars know it very well. There should never be a way in. Don't leave any secret way to enter the house in case you forget your keys. If you know about such a way, so do burglars. If you have any trees too close to your house, cut the branches so it's not possible to climb it and get into any of the windows. Keep all of your tools and store ladders in a locked garage. Don't ever keep them lying around when you don't use them, because they can all be used to break into your house. Don't have any spare keys hidden in random places outside the house. Better give one to a neighbor you trust. When you move into a new house or apartment, change the locks if possible. Make sure that your doors look modern and reliable. Old and bad doors that are easy to crack attract burglars. Don't throw away copies of documents or unnecessary checks just like that. Burglars can check your trash to learn more about you. So, shred documents into itty-bitty pieces before you throw them away. Don't leave boxes from a new plasma TV, expensive phone, laptop, or gold watch near your house. Don't show anybody that you're well off. Make sure that the house number is clearly displayed and can be easily noticed. This way, the authorities or any other help will be able to find your house way faster. Even if you have security cameras installed, they don't guarantee that your house won't become a target. The cameras are helpful when finding the robber after everything's happened, but they don't prevent any action. Many robberies happen when people are away for some holiday, so the burglars shouldn't find out you're not going to be home for a long time. Whenever you leave, make it look like you're actually home. Tell your neighbors you're leaving. Ask them to keep an eye out on your house and check it from time to time. To check if there's someone currently living in the house, burglars often check the mail. If the mailbox is full, it means there's no one living there right now. Ask your neighbor to collect the mail for you and clean the porch from ads and newspapers. Burglars may also leave marks on your house. For example, they can put a thin strip cut from a plastic bottle into the doorway. If it stays on the door for 1 or 2 days, this tells the burglar that there is no one at home. So ask your neighbor to check these things out too. Ask them to park their car occasionally in front of your house for a while. This will give an impression that you have visitors. Still, if the house stands quiet for days, it's obvious there's no one living there currently. You can set up a timer for lights, radio, or TV so it works a couple of hours a day. If you're leaving for a long time, make arrangements so that your grass is cut and watered or the snow in front of your house is shoveled. It's a good idea not to post photos from your vacation while you're there. Burglars use social media, and they do their research. It's dangerous even if you have a private account, because burglars can collaborate with tech-savvy criminals. They would break into the accounts of rich people, find out when they were going on vacation, and inform the burglars about it. But before someone breaks into your house, they watch it for a while. They want to know when you're home and when you're not. If you start getting many random calls, it might be a sign that they check what time of the day you're out. If the light sensors start malfunctioning, check immediately if everything's all right. This doesn't always mean there are problems with electricity. Burglars may cut the wiring. Watch out for doors. If you notice scratches on the lock or it's becoming harder for you to open the door with your key, it might mean that someone tried to break into your house. Change the locks immediately. A break-in starts with a knock on the door. If you happen to be home at the time, it's important to learn how to answer it to scare them away. Always pretend like you're not home alone. You can call out something like, "Can anyone answer the door, please?" Teach your kids that they should never answer the door or open it to anyone unsupervised.
Let's crack a burglar's code.
tape on the door handle, or a slice of cheese on the car's hood, and many more can be signs that you're being watched by a crook. Burglars don't just pick a house randomly and rob it. They'll often monitor the home before they take action. They want to know more about the house and its security. They leave markings on the home, garage door, post box, or storage unit. Get to know these markings and know what they symbolize, and you'll be able to better protect your home from the bad guys. If you see a circle drawn, that means in the eyes of the thieves, your house is a piece of cake to rob. Maybe it has no home security system set up. Yet, a barred circle means to avoid entry. Maybe the home has high-tech alarms, CCTV cameras, or a dog. Ladder-like lines means there are valuables visible in the home, so there are items in the house worth stealing. If someone sprays the letter M in the garbage, that means empty in the morning, and N refers to empty at night. Police forces have issued warnings about the code, but keep in mind that some of these signs are actually harmless messages used by road workers to communicate about pipelines and so on. If you see some evidence of key bumping, don't enter the house. Key bumping is a technique where burglars use a similar key made with a heavier metal than the pins to file down the pins on the inside of the lock. Plus, victims may encounter some problems while claiming insurance in such cases because this technique may leave no sign of forced entry on the outside of the lock. You're being robbed and you can't prove it to the insurance company. Sounds like a nightmare. Lockpicking is a less forceful technique. This one will leave marks on the doorknob, such as light scratches around the lock, but the real signs will be found on the inside of the lock on the pins. They'll have dents. Heavy scrapes or marks on your doorknob can also indicate that someone has entered your home. Thieves sometimes use screwdrivers to break the pins in the lock. If you see deep scratches, marks, or a widening of the keyhole, be careful when you get inside. Thieves may stick a tape, and it's usually a see-through one, on the door handle. Suppose the tape is still there a day or so later. The squatters believe that the owner is away since the door hasn't been used. This strategy has become alarmingly prominent in Dublin. The police warned people to be vigilant and remove any tape immediately after seeing it. Some of these markings are left by dog thieves, signaling that your home has a money-wise worthy breed to steal. Supposedly, red chalk marks are for large dogs, and yellow and pink marks refer to medium and small dogs. The police advise dog owners to keep their eyes open around their properties and report any such instances to the police. Lastly, pay extra attention when walking their pets. One of the keys to being safe at a house is having good security and knowing your property. For instance, if your front door locks are still responsive but function slowly, it may be a sign of a burglar attempt. This might be because of a tactic called the vulnerability method. Thieves make the door lock weaker with time. They use tools or objects to deteriorate the lock without leaving any traces. You may think your lock is old and simply postpone calling a locksmith, but that would be a huge mistake. Similarly, the key might turn inside the lock with delay. If it's harder to turn inside, this is usually the first sign of an attempted break-in. So, this is probably the most important warning sign you should take into consideration. Even security door locks are vulnerable to break-ins. Did you know that in Churchill, Canada, locals keep their car doors unlocked? They don't do this to invite the thieves, but to survive a potential polar bear attack. The town has the largest number of polar bears in the world. Imagine a resident faced with a polar bear and another person's car is nearby. They can quickly shelter inside that car. How about learning some safety tips to avoid purse snatching? Firstly, don't carry a shoulder bag over your shoulder. I know, it's what the bag is designed for, but this makes it easier for a thief to grab your bag. For example, carrying a small clutch-type handbag underneath your arm is safer. Shopping with someone else is safer than shopping alone. On shopping days, and in general, don't carry more money than you would possibly need for all your credit cards in the same purse. Carry only what you need for the day. You might think, it's just for a sec, but don't leave your purse in shopping carts or on counters. And there's the matter of scams. When you believe you can't be scammed, you might let yourself be more vulnerable to scammers. Scams target everyone from all backgrounds, ages, and incomes. They can catch you off guard and when you're not expecting it, using new technologies, products, or even services to hook you to either give them your money or personal details. How to be scam-proof? Firstly, keep in mind that if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Secondly, don't respond to calls about your computer asking for remote access, even if they mention a well-known company. Scammers will often ask you to turn on your computer to fix a problem or install a free upgrade. This is actually a virus to get your passwords and personal details. Lastly, pay attention to unusual payment requests. Scammers will often ask you to use an unusual payment method like a preloaded debit card, gift card, or iTunes card. A carjacker and a slice of cheese. What connection can there be? Imagine you walk to your car and see melted cheese on the engine cap. You initially thought that it was probably some kind of a prank, so you begin to clean the cheese. Naturally, it takes ages under the hot sun. Pay attention to your surroundings. Someone might be watching you from a distance and waiting for the right time. They can just jump into your car and run away while you're not looking at the driver's door, busy cleaning the cheese near the passenger side. Did you know that you might have an extra key in your car? Some cars have valet keys hidden under the owner's manual or in the toolkit in the trunk. If your car has that spare pair, take it out immediately. If you know where it is, thieves will know it too. Plus, don't think you have a perfect hiding spot for your spare keys. Car thieves know where to look. For example, some people hide the extra key under the bumper or beneath the floor mat. Thieves routinely check those places as well. Speaking of car theft, now might be a good time to talk about the habits and strategies of car burglars. They don't really go for wide open and visible locations, like in front of houses and driveways. Dark and secluded places, such as apartment buildings, carports, and underground parking garages, appeal to them because it's quieter. He could hear if somebody was coming. Have you heard of vehicle identification number, aka VIN? This is a unique number for every car out there. You can engrave the VIN on your car windows. This makes your car less valuable on the black market for its parts. Plus, changing the car windows costs quite a lot, so crooks try to avoid such cars. Overall, it's better not to be an inviting, easy target. So, do you have some real-life stories about all these?
Looking for something disgusting? Well, have you come to the right place? Let me explain. Oh, it's spring cleaning time. You walk around the house, humming a merry tune. When you hear a faint buzzing noise, you stop and strain your ears, and here it goes again, seemingly from behind the wall in the kitchen. You come closer and notice a brown spot on the wall that wasn't there just yesterday. You touch the spot and, oh, the horror! The drywall sinks inside beneath your fingers and an entire cloud of wasps fly out of the hole, buzzing indignantly. You run for your life and the wasps chase you outside for disturbing their nest. When you're far enough, the buzzing cloud returns into the house. It seems it's their home now, not yours. It might sound like some movie, but in fact, wasps do build their nests in houses, especially wooden ones. They prefer dark, enclosed spaces, so they can make a home in a tree hollow, a compost box, a shed, or your very own attic. Probably the worst thing is that you're likely not to notice a wasp infestation inside your house until it's too late. In spring, wasp queens migrate to find a new home and lay their eggs. If one of them likes your house, it will crawl inside some cozy, dark nook and hide there. Within a week or so, the first baby wasps will be born, and if the space is too confined, they'll start gnawing on the wooden parts of it to make room for their growing colony. It might take a few years before you notice the symptoms of an infestation, though. Wasps are believed to return to the same place every year because they leave behind their pheromones. And the colony will be growing with every passing year, too. Wasps will be munching through wooden boards and even plaster to make themselves comfortable, and you might hear their rustling and buzzing while they're at work. If you do hear strange sounds from behind your walls, don't wait long and call pest control. It means the colony is already big enough to cause you trouble. In the worst-case scenario, the innards of your house might be chock-full of wasps by then. The last and most obvious symptom of an infestation, though, is when you see brown spots or streaks on your drywall. That means the wasps are already a hair's breadth away from you and are about to break inside your living space. They can easily chew through drywall, and you might end up meeting the unexpected guests at night or while having dinner. Wasps are probably the worst pests to be infested with. Not only do they undermine your abode, but they're also very protective of their territory. If they break outside of their space between the walls and into your house proper, they'll immediately attack you as an intruder. How rude! And wasp stings aren't to be trifled with, especially if you have an allergy. There are numerous species of wasps that can dwell inside people's homes, but perhaps the most vicious ones are yellow jackets. They have a distinct bright yellow and black striped body, are bigger than other wasps, and their sting is much more unpleasant. Add to that their natural aggressiveness, and you get a flying insect that you don't want to meet at all. Still, if you notice any of the symptoms of wasp infestation, make sure you don't take any action on your own and call the professionals. Working with strong chemicals like pesticides is unsafe, and in addition, you can do yourself more harm than good if you don't know exactly what you're doing. It takes skill and knowledge to get rid of all the pests in your house. And if you leave just a couple of wasps, especially the queen, all your efforts might be in vain. So leave it to the experts. A more inconspicuous, but no less dangerous bug that you don't want to have at home either, is a wood borer. There are dozens of different species of those too, and some are no more than a nuisance, while others can be pretty destructive. Wood borers get their name for, well, boring wood, as in eating holes in it. When these bugs are ready to lay their eggs, they find some cozy place with lots of timber around, such as beneath your wood flooring, for instance, and rest there. The hatching larvae are hungry, so they start munching on the delicious wood their caring mom left them on. They can eat almost 24/7 and only stop when they finally mature and are ready to go explore the world outside. As they do, they leave small exit holes in the wooden items they'd been living in. The danger is that these beetles are silent as opposed to wasps, so you won't hear a thing while they're snacking on your favorite cupboard. The first sign of their presence you're likely to notice is the exit hole, and that means the wood borer has already done some damage inside. While most species of borers don't do much harm to your dwelling except for those exit holes, some of them can be a huge trouble. For example, the European house borer can do a lot of damage to an older house if it decides to lay its eggs there. Although these bugs like to feed on sapwood, which is more likely in newer houses, they can still make nests in older ones too. And given that the European house borer is pretty big, up to about 3/4 of an inch, the exit holes it leaves are quite large and noticeable too. Other borers still, like the Queensland pine beetle, native to Australia, often eat through older houses, undermining their structure completely. If you happen to have an infestation of these guys, the best course of action is to call pest control immediately. The only good news, perhaps, is that wood borers don't attack humans. Well, that's something. Now, these bugs won't eat you or your house, but having them inside your home is still unpleasant and dangerous. You know them well. Cockroaches. And if you've seen one in your house during the day, I've got bad news for you. There are already dozens, if not hundreds, of these pests crawling around the place. Cockroaches are nocturnal creatures, and seeing one or two in your kitchen when you come for a midnight snack is not that bad yet. But when they appear in broad daylight, it means some numbers of their colony are already growing desperate. It would do you good to call pest control fast in that case. Cockroaches prefer to live in places where there's plenty of food, water, and human environment to snuggle into. This is a perfect description of an older human dwelling. There's more than enough space for roaches to hide and prosper, and people themselves provide all the food and water the pests need. Their favorite snacks are meat, starch, and sweet stuff, but they don't mind ransacking your garbage bin or pantry. They won't eat through your walls or furniture, and in that regard, they're pretty harmless. But cockroaches are known carriers of various dangerous germs. If a cockroach rummaged in, let's say, your sugar bowl, and then you put that sugar into your tea, you've got a chance of contracting something nasty. And of course, the more roaches there are in your house, the higher this possibility is. It's not hard to recognize a cockroach infestation. The first sign you should look out for is the smell. Roaches emit odorous substances into the air, making your home smell oily and musty. The stronger the odor, the more pests there are, so don't hesitate to call the specialist even if you haven't seen a single cockroach yet. A much more significant symptom of their presence in your house is finding shed roach skin around the place. They have a chitin carapace that they replace from time to time as they grow. So, if you find one, it means there's at least an entire cockroach family somewhere around. But much more likely, there's a whole colony already. Finally, nothing can be more compelling than seeing a live cockroach with your own eyes, right? If you notice a grown one, that might be good news for you yet. Roaches habitually travel in search of the best place to live in. So, when there's an adult cockroach in your house that you see at night, it might still not have begun a family of its own. But if you enter the kitchen and see one or more smaller cockroaches, well, that's bad luck. It means their parents are somewhere inside your house, as well as their siblings. By the way, although the kitchen is by all means the most fruitful place for these creepers, you might also spot them in your bathroom while taking a shower. Roaches find delight in munching on soap, so it's no surprise they crawl into this warm and moist room of your house. Well, I find this whole thing disgusting. Have a good day.
Hey there, car owners. Gee, do I have an important message for you? You see, our cars are like our trusty sidekicks, always by our side, even in the most public places. But sometimes we come back to find unexpected surprises waiting for us. Try to imagine yourself strolling up to your four-wheeled companion, and there it is, a flyer, taunting you from under the wiper. Or, heaven forbid, a parking ticket just begging for your attention on the windshield. We've all been there, right? Well, hold on to your steering wheels because authorities have a brand new tip for you. And it's a real gem. If you see something on your car that doesn't belong, don't remove it with your bare hand. Intrigued? You see, police forces have been keeping a watchful eye on all things car-related, and they're not just about catching speedsters and enforcing traffic rules. They've got our backs when it comes to unveiling the latest tricks of the trade. Take Arlington, Virginia, for example. The authorities there recently noticed a spike in driver-side airbag thefts. To combat this madness, the police advised folks to park in well-lit areas, lock their vehicles, stash away their valuables, and why not throw in a steering wheel locking device for good measure? Some car thieves have also discovered a new superpower, using their smartphone cameras to peek into your car. It's like they have X-ray vision or something. These sneaky people can bypass the privacy tint in your car windows and get a clear view of your treasures, all without even taking a photo. Smartphones these days, huh? In response, authorities launched a Stow It, Don't Show It campaign, reminding everyone to remove their valuables from sight, or, at the very least, stash them away. But wait, there's more. Officers want us to be extra cautious about a new threat lurking around our vehicles. You know how it goes. Leaves, litter, and leaflets often find their way onto our beloved cars. Usually, we'd think nothing of it and simply give our vehicles a quick clean before zooming off. However, you should think twice before reaching out with your bare hands. Even if it's just to grab a seemingly innocent piece of trash. Why all the fuss, you might wonder? Well, let's take a peek at an incident that unfolded in Houston, Texas. Picture this. One woman, fresh from celebrating her birthday at a local restaurant, heads back to her car, only to find a napkin sticking out of her car door handle. Now, at first, she didn't think much of it, and casually removed the napkin, thinking it's just some random trash. But as it turns out, things then took a crazy turn. Not long after handling that suspiciously placed napkin, she started feeling some tingling in her fingertips, and before she knew it, her whole arm joins the tingle party, leaving her feeling a bit numb. She got all lightheaded and even struggled to breathe. Being a responsible person, her husband dialed up 911 in a jiffy. Off she went to the hospital, racing against time to figure out what in the world caused this bizarre health roller coaster. After a seemingly eternal 6.5 hours, the doctors finally diagnosed her with acute poisoning from an unknown substance. They couldn't pinpoint the exact nature of the substance because the woman only had a tiny amount in her system. But even that tiny amount was enough to make her feel like she just hopped on the wildest ride at the amusement park. Just imagine if she had wrapped that napkin around her entire hand. Yikes. One of her doctors suggested that this whole napkin incident might have been an attempted kidnapping targeting her car. Wait, what? A kidnapping involving a napkin and a car door? It's like a bad script for a low-budget comedy film. But here's where things get really intriguing. The local police department, in their noble quest to solve this mystery, revealed that they didn't receive any reports of similar incidents involving car doors and napkins. I guess that prankster genius didn't strike again, or at least not yet. However, they do confirm that the woman's experience and symptoms align with other cases of poisoning. Of course, there are many other strategies to help keep both you and your car safe. Like when it comes to parking, it's all about that prime spot. Thankfully, specialists have some tips that will make your parking game strong and keep those pesky thieves at bay. First things first, if you're lucky enough to have a garage, park your precious vehicle in there at all times. But if you're out and about, it's advised that you find a well-lit and open area to park. You want your ride to be in the spotlight, not hiding in the shadows where mischief could be lurking. Now, here's a nifty little nugget of advice straight from the mouth of an ex-burglar. This guy knows the tricks of the trade. When you park, turn those wheels into the curb. I know it sounds weird, but trust me, it's worth it. By doing this, you're making life harder for those pesky intruders. They'll have to do some fancy maneuvering just to get away, and ain't nobody got time for that. And hey, here's an extra bonus tip for you. Try to find a car park that has reached the park mark standard. These parking locations have passed a police risk assessment, so you know they're legit. With these simple tips, you'll be parking like a pro in no time. These days, there's still a sneaky way thieves can get their hands on your ride, and it involves your beloved key. So, let's play it safe, shall we? First things first, keep those keys hidden away. When you're home, make sure they're out of sight and far from prying eyes. You wouldn't want any thieves playing fishing games with sticks and hooks through your letterbox, snatching your keys. Now let's talk about keyless entry. You know, those fancy cars that unlock themselves with a wave of the key nearby? Well, if you have to push a button on your key to open your car, you don't have a keyless entry. No worries though, we'll cover that too. Picture this. You're going about your day, minding your own business, when suddenly a crafty thief comes along with a little device. This sneaky gadget tricks your car into thinking your key is right there, unlocking it faster than you can imagine. They can even start the engine and drive off into the sunset with your beloved vehicle. Believe it or not, these pesky thieves only need to be a few meters away from your car key to capture its signal. That means they can work their magic even if your key is chilling inside your home, safe and sound. Fear not, because there are a few tips to keep your keyless entry car as secure as a fortress. When you're at home, keep that precious key and its spare far, far away from your vehicle. Maybe put them in a screened pouch or a fancy-schmancy Faraday bag to block any signals from escaping. Think of it as giving your key a cozy little invisible shield to protect it from those sneaky, signal-sniffing thieves. Here's another pro tip. If you ever decide to adopt a secondhand car into your loving car family, give those keys a little makeover. Reprogramming them will ensure that any old signals or sneaky surprises from the previous owner are wiped clean. To make sure your car is always safe, we also need to cover this not-so-fun subject, illegal tow trucks. Those sneaky thieves think they can snatch your precious wheels right off the street. Here are some tips on how to stay one step ahead of these parking lot pirates. First things first, keep an eye out for any tow-away crew that seems a bit fishy. You know, the ones who aren't sporting any fancy logos on their truck or who forgot to put on their snazzy uniforms. If something feels off, don't hesitate to report them pronto. Now, I know what you're thinking, but what if I'm wrong and it turns out to be a false alarm? We all should be about good faith, and nobody should blame you for a moment if it turns out to be a false alarm. Better safe than sorry, right?
So you found your first gray hair, and you have a huge desire to pull it out and keep it as a souvenir. But the all-knowing grandma stops you from doing that, since everybody knows two new hairs will grow in its place. It's one of the most popular myths that have been going around for years. When you pluck out a hair, the follicle still stays where it was, and it will produce a substitute soon enough. But it doesn't have the superpower to multiply, so you'll get just one new gray hair. The new hair might even be darker, as the hair follicle might produce another pigment this time. If you go too far with plucking, though, you might no longer have any hair in that very spot. Are you afraid of using your cell phone at the gas pump because it might cause an explosion? Well, there hasn't been a single documented case of a phone giving off a static electrical charge and causing a tragedy. All the no cell phone signs at gas stations are a precaution. Electronic materials aren't welcome there because they might cause static electricity and be a source of danger. Plus, you should be 100% alert whenever you're driving. Chatting or texting while fueling up might cause some bad consequences, like driving away with a gas pump in your car. A viral video made millions of people believe that if you see a wire tied to your car door handle, you gotta call the police immediately. According to the author, kidnappers use this trick to distract you and then go after you. In reality, there have been no officially recorded cases of anyone getting kidnapped this way. This urban legend must come from a 2015 Facebook post which mentioned the wire trick and was debunked soon after it came out. The idea lived on, though, and keeps resurfacing. It does make sense to look after yourself and follow some simple rules that will let you stay safe on the road anyway. You might want to learn some self-defense, park in well-lit areas, and always look around for suspicious things and people before you get in the car. Also remember that a lot of similar myths and urban legends are only created to grab your attention and get their authors some likes and shares. If you add brown sugar to your coffee, confident that it's healthier than the white option, it's probably not the best idea. Brown sugar does contain some minerals, but the amount of them is so tiny that it can't really benefit your health. Otherwise, it has the same amount of calories and nutritional value as the white sugar. The only difference is in color, flavor, and the manufacturing process. Brown sugar doesn't go through that much chemical processing. So if you're trying to cut your calories, it doesn't really matter which of the sugar types you add to your food. When you press the snooze button in the morning, you're not actually going to get those extra 10 minutes of sleep. It does feel good to postpone getting up, but the snooze button makes you feel more tired instead of providing you with extra rest. You have your own biological sleep cycle that adjusts to your schedule. When you wake up and instantly fall asleep again, your brain gets confused, which is why it will get harder and harder for you to get up when the alarm rings for the second or fifth time. In the long run, the snooze button may mess with your ability to get high-quality deep sleep. Another popular sleep myth is that you swallow up 8 spiders every night without knowing. Relax, you don't swallow any spiders at all. To them, you look like a giant, or rather, a mountain in the landscape. Any sounds you produce while sleeping, like breathing or your heartbeat, are super scary to them. So all they want to do is stay as far away from you as they can. This myth went global after a magazine article that mentioned people easily believe anything they see online. Well, the article was right after all. You don't really have to wait 30 minutes or longer to swim after lunch. This myth has been around for more than a century, as it was a rule published in the 1908 Boy Scout Handbook. It said that swimming sooner than 90 minutes after food could lead to very dangerous consequences. It made many people believe that because digestion diverts blood flow from the muscles to the stomach, swimming could prevent the blood flow to the stomach, give you cramps, and even make you drown. In reality, extra blood goes to the stomach, but it doesn't affect your arms or legs. Food might even be good for your swim, as it will provide you with extra energy. And don't forget to take enough water with it to stay hydrated. Diamonds are super expensive because they're so rare, right? It turns out they aren't as rare as we're made to believe. Rubies, emeralds, and sapphires are much rarer and far more expensive than diamonds. Scientists have even found a way to create artificial diamonds, making their production rather easy. So that price people are willing to pay is a result of a super successful marketing campaign from over a century ago. the company that mined and sold diamonds, spread myths about these gems around the world. They convinced everyone on the planet that diamonds are so rare that the price is reasonable. Plus, they've turned these rocks into a symbol of love and engagement. Movies made us believe all dinosaurs were huge, dangerous lizards, but in reality, there were all kinds of dino species. Some of them weren't much bigger than a cat or a golden retriever. It looks like those smaller species were more numerous than their big relatives. Plus, some dinos, like T-Rex, were even covered with feathers, especially in the early stages of their lives. The deeper you go inside the ocean, the darker it gets until there is no light at all. The colors change from blue-green close to the surface to more intense blues and then down to indigo blue and total blackness. Well, sunlight penetrates deep waters weakly, so technically below 3,200 feet there is officially no light. But there is another type of light down there. It's all about blue and green luminescence. It generates light thanks to an enzyme called luciferase. It breaks down high-energy molecules and produces photons in bacteria and some deep-sea fish bodies. It seems logical that summers are so warm because our planet gets closer to the sun, and winters are so cold because the Earth gets as far from our star as it can be. Yet, it's another popular myth. When it's summer in the northern hemisphere, our planet isn't actually closer to the sun. It's the opposite. The Earth is at its farthest point from the sun during July and at its closest point during January. Summer is warm because the axis of our planet is tilted. During its orbit, the Earth's tilt allows energy coming from the sun to hit us more directly because the angle is steeper. The asteroid belt isn't as dangerous as Blockbuster made us believe. If you were to travel through, it wouldn't be a flight through a dense and chaotic field of rocks smashing into each other. The asteroid belt is a zone that's 200 million or 300 million miles away from the sun. It's a very isolated and lonely void with much space in between. If you pulled all those asteroids from that belt together, you'd get a mass that's around 4% of our moon. That's why astronauts get really excited when they see just one asteroid smashing into another one. Otherwise, space is not that eventful.
A slice of cheese isn't something you'd expect to find on your parked car. As hilarious as it seems, it might indicate something quite dangerous. One woman detailed such a story online. At first, she thought she had been pranked by some neighborhood kid. She decided to call a friend and ask for help with cleaning the car. But once the two ladies started removing the melted cheese, they noticed something strange two parking spots down from them. They remembered seeing a white van arriving. In it, there was a bunch of men staring at them. Since she wasn't alone, the woman decided to finish cleaning the car, even though the ladies didn't feel comfortable being watched. It took them almost an hour to scrape off the cheese that had already been melted under the heat of the sun. She did wonder, though, if this wasn't a tactic to rob a person, because most people would be so focused on cleaning up the mess on their car that they would be too distracted to keep an eye on their belongings. Or worse, what if it was a kidnapping strategy, since you wouldn't be able to see suspicious people coming at you in due course? She went on to recommend, if you ever see a piece of cheese on your car, just leave it. Your safest bet is to scrub it off at home, or to take your vehicle to the nearest car wash. They'll know the best way to remove it without ruining the paint. The slice of cheese may have easily been a coincidence, but some scams out there are even more imaginative. If you notice a piece of clothing on your windshield or wrapped between your wiper blades, don't hurry to take it away. Again, it can be strategically placed there to distract you while your car gets taken away. The best option is to drive away as quickly as possible and get to a safe location. It should be well lit and populated. Then you can safely remove the objects placed on your car. Some people have even found money under their wipers. It was probably placed there with the same intent in mind. Here's a method some people swear by when it comes to decreasing the odds of getting your car snatched away. Keep the tires turned toward the curb when parked. That's because when your car wheels are positioned like that, thieves are less likely to be able to maneuver the vehicle. This way, your car will require more time and energy to be moved, and it will less likely become the focus of theft. Another woman remembered finding a napkin under her car door handle at one point, but at that time, she didn't think much of it. She removed it and went on with her day. However, a couple of hours later, she ended up in a hospital, complaining about pain in her hand and shortness of breath. Doctors figured out she had been poisoned with an unknown substance. Unfortunately, scams are becoming more and more common these days, with online ones topping the list. You may be the subject of a phishing scam, for example, when you receive an email from someone who seems familiar. It might be your accountant, someone from work, or a retailer you often buy from. But if you look closely at the email address, you'll easily notice that something is off. It might just be one edited letter or a name spelled differently. These types of emails can ask various things from you. Anything from private information, such as addresses and passwords, to payment requests. Others offer coupons or gift cards. If you click on a certain website, it may actually hack your computer. This is probably the most common online scam these days. Authorities claim that over 114,700 people fell victim to it in 2019. Their losses were estimated at roughly $57.8 million. Then, there are fake shopping websites. To make sure you're always on the right one, check the URL carefully. If the website reads Amazon.com with a zero, you're obviously not in the right place, and you're probably about to get scammed. You can buy something from these websites, but the chances are you'll be receiving nothing, or the best case scenario, a fake item. Ever heard of form jacking? It happens when a retailer gets hacked, and once you've finished adding things to your cart during a shopping session, you're actually redirected to a fraudulent payment page. The scammer then has access to your payment information, like your name, address, and credit card details. To always be on the safe side, double-check the URL of the payment page before entering any sensitive information. Tech support scams are even more creative. With this one, you might even receive a phone call saying that your computer is infected with a dangerous virus, which may damage your device or destroy all the information stored on it. The scammer may then ask you to download an application that will give them access to your computer, even if they're located on the other side of the world. Then they'll download an actual virus on the computer to confirm their lie. It makes people think there's indeed something wrong with the computer. The next and final step, asking for a fee to fix it. If you suspect your device might be compromised, always reach out to a trusted tech support or retailer. These types of businesses will never contact you out of the blue. This scam tends to appeal to people's emotions, targeting mostly the older generation. That's why it's also dubbed the grandparent scam. The targeted senior will most likely receive a phone call from a distressed person, claiming they're a grandchild or a close relative. The fraudster will then proceed to ask for money for various things, like to get out of jail, to be able to leave a foreign country, or to cover a hospital bill. Grandparent scams are really on the rise these days. In 2017, the losses from such scams added up to $26 million. But in 2018, they almost doubled, reaching $41 million. If you find yourself in a similar situation, try not to act immediately. Ask the person for some information that could help you verify their identity. Also, it might be a good idea to double-check with another family member before sending money to a stranger. The Google Voice scam is as easy as it is efficient. For scammers, of course. Here's what you should look out for. You might have posted your phone number on some website for various reasons. Maybe you're looking to sell something or offering to perform a service. The fraudsters will pick up on this information and rapidly call you, asking to verify if you aren't a scammer yourself. Talk about reverse psychology. You'll be asked to pass on a Google verification code. In reality, a Google Voice account is being set up in your name. Fraudsters can go on with their scams and pretend to be you while doing it. Using the newly created account. Rule number one, never share verification codes with anyone. Online resumes aren't safe either, as they can offer personal information to scammers. They will try to contact you, pretending to be recruiters. Some might even take the time to conduct a job interview. Most of them pretend to offer high-paying positions, which you'll obviously be inclined to accept. But here's the catch. Before they can offer you the documents for employment, you'll be asked for money for some participation fee, or even for your future home office setup. To make sure you're always on the safe side, create a different email address, which you'll only use for job hunting. This way, you can keep your personal email unlisted and safe from any unwanted online scams. Always ask recruiters to confirm the information you've heard on the phone via email, too. If it's a company you're familiar with, you can also reach out to their HR department to confirm that what you're asked to do is according to their policy.
Bumper stickers on your car give away way more information than you think. That custom sticker you made with your dog might show robbers that you're pretty outdoorsy and like to spend a lot of time away from your house or your car, leaving them exposed. Or that you have enough funds to buy a really expensive dog breed. The fact that you have a sticker saying that you have a kid on board could translate to, "I'm easily distracted and always have my hands full. It's really easy to steal my car." Those stickers that you bring from vacation and place on your car also show that you might be away for a couple of months at a time, or that you like to travel long distances. If you're proud of your family's activities, don't use bumper stickers to show it. It might lure unwanted people and give them unnecessary information, like the name of the college you go to or where you like to play golf. It's the same if you're part of a certain profession. Thieves can easily assume how many valuables they can find in your car by the amount of money they presume you make. Parking decals can even show where you work or live, which is something you should never share with strangers. The more your car is personalized, the more you'll be remembered. It's not always a bad thing, but if you ever offend someone in traffic, they'll be more inclined to report you to authorities if you have a custom license plate, a quirky color on your car, or a lot of stickers. If you don't intend to keep your car forever, you should consider what it would be like before selling it. A lot of bumper stickers on a car can steer buyers away. Not to mention, it's a real hassle to remove those decals, since they leave a lot of sticky residues behind. They can also damage the car's paint layer. However, one sticker that can keep thieves away is one suggesting that you have an alarm or tracking system set up in your car. You should never keep electronics in your car for longer periods of time. Firstly, they can attract unwanted attention from people looking for easy money. Not to mention, leaving your phone or charger at extreme temperatures can damage them permanently. The fact that you use sunscreen every day is really praiseworthy. Just remember not to leave the bottle in the car. Leaving sunscreen exposed to the sun can reduce its effects, since overheating causes the chemicals to deactivate. Specialists recommend that sunscreen be stored at temperatures below 77 degrees Fahrenheit. You should even keep those driving glasses of yours away from direct sunlight. Make sure you place them in your glove box or take them with you when exiting the vehicle. Exposure to direct sunlight can damage the lenses and the plastic or metal frame, damaging their fit and efficiency against sun rays. If you've ever bought hairspray, spray paint, or deodorant, you've probably noticed that all these cans have storage temperature recommendations printed on them. That's why you should never leave them exposed to extreme temperatures in your car. These bottles can rapidly expand and explode, not to mention their contents can be highly flammable. Try not to leave a plastic water bottle in your car either. If it's been sitting in the heat, you could end up consuming harmful substances like BPA, a chemical compound used in manufacturing various types of plastics. They can transfer from the plastic into the water after some time. That's why even bottled water has an expiration date on it. It's not like water can expire. It's written there so you know the date up until the water is safe to consume, safe from the chemicals in the plastic. More so, a water bottle left on the seat of a car in direct sunlight can act as a magnifying glass for the sun's rays and become flammable. If you want to make sure your groceries are safe to consume, never leave them out at an unsafe temperature. Whenever you have to buy perishable groceries, leave them in temperatures above 40 degrees Fahrenheit for no longer than 2 hours, or just 1 hour before the temperature is above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Best if you can buy meats or dairy last from your grocery list. That way, you get home faster and rapidly store them in your fridge. Even in the cold season, you should never leave beverages unattended in your car. Water, juice, or soda can expand in their containers if frozen and cause a huge mess. I know it's way more comfortable to throw your damp clothes in a bag after leaving the sauna or the swimming pool. Just make sure not to leave them for way too long in your car. Those clothes can easily gather mold or bacteria that can get stuck inside tiny places in your car. Not to mention, you won't be able to wear them ever again. Hang them up to dry as soon as you get home to avoid damaging them. Hey, having fresh breath is something that I always worry about too, especially when I'm on the road. But I always skip the usual pack of gum, since it can become gooey and stick to the things in my car, especially when left in the scorching heat. It's not so good in the winter either, since it can become frozen solid, making it flavorless and dangerous to your pearly whites. Best to opt for gumdrops if you really need to keep something minty in your car. Your handbag is one of those things you should never leave unattended in your car either. We often store valuables in our bags, like the keys to our houses or our wallets, so it's best to make sure that you never leave them in your car to potentially attract thieves. If you need to leave it there, place it in the trunk. It's less visible for most cars. Your car shouldn't be a safe place for your important documents. Either shred or mail them as soon as you can. If your car were to be broken into, your contracts or tax forms might expose vulnerable information about your life. Most people leave documents facing up on their passenger seat, which makes them even more readable for curious people. Wax crayons are useful during long trips to keep youngsters entertained, but it's safer to remove them from the car or place them in an airtight box as soon as you arrive at the destination. These art supplies melt easily and can stain your car seats. Always plan your trip in advance if you intend to buy houseplants. If you know you won't be heading home straight after, make sure you purchase sturdy plants. Even mild temperatures of 45 degrees Fahrenheit to 50 degrees Fahrenheit can wilt away delicate plants within the hour. More so, if its leaves touch the windows, the cold glass might ruin the foliage. Even if it's a bigger plant, don't transport it in the trunk or let them stick out the window. And if it's really cold outside, make sure you warm up your vehicle before placing the plants in. Always make sure to drive with your shoes on, no matter how short the distance is or how hot it is outside. You might have to brake rapidly and find yourself unable to apply enough force with a bare foot. More so, if there's an emergency and you need to step out of the car, you might hurt your feet or waste time putting your shoes back on. If you like to travel with your bike or your scooter attached to your vehicle, you need to take special care of those pneumatic tires, those that are air-filled and need a pump to inflate. They're also on the list of things not to leave in the car on a sunny day. That's because the extreme heat can cause the air inside the tires to expand, at times even resulting in a blowout. Those high temperatures can also weaken the rubber, making you more exposed to a flat tire.
You've probably heard that when a burglar decides which house to target, they start by casing it. This means that they watch the owners, find out information about their routine, and determine the best time for entering their home. By the time they're ready to commit the crime, they already know for sure when there won't be anybody inside or when the owners will be distracted. One of the tricks thieves use to gather information about your routine is so simple that you may not even give it a second thought. But the next time you hear a quiet crackle under the sole of your shoe, stop and check what it was. The chances are high that you'll find yourself face to face with a crushed cookie. If that's the case, it's your clue that something has gone terribly wrong. The thing is, this is a rather effective tool criminals use to find out if you've left on a trip or when exactly you come home in the evening. A cookie is such an innocent object that people don't usually give it much thought, if they even notice it at all. You arrive home, step on the cookie, make it crumble, and automatically reveal all your secrets to burglars. They know for sure if the house is lived in and can also figure out the schedule of its owners. Things get even worse if you're away from home. The cookie under the doormat remains whole, thus alerting criminals that the house is perfect for a break-in. So, if you find some treats under your doormat, that's pretty bad news. Someone is interested in your house and watching it. It might be a good idea to notify the police or take some safety measures. Now, the ploy with a cookie is just one of the numerous tricks used by burglars. One more sign that can alert you to the fact that you're being watched is white pebbles left near the house or in the driveway. This means that a criminal has already visited your home and marked it as worth entering. Another reason why thieves may have left the pebbles is to indicate that your house stays empty during the day. So, if you're walking along the street and notice a USB flash drive sticking out of a curb or a wall, don't get confused. You have most likely stumbled across a dead drop. Despite its ominous name, this is a global art project that has borrowed some tricks from the world of spies and espionage. Lots of people who know about this project are happy to be able to put on their black coat and dark sunglasses and go to swap confidential information with others. The thing is that many decades ago, spies had their own ways to exchange secret materials. There was a live drop when spies met in person, but this was often extremely dangerous. That's why a dead drop system was invented. In this case, some loose bricks in a wall in an alleyway hid important documents that had to be picked up later. Nowadays, there are more than 1,500 dead drops all over the world, and the accumulated data on these flash drives reaches 10 terabytes. You can come across a dead drop on any continent you visit, except Antarctica, maybe because there are not so many walls there. So, if you find one, what do you do with it? First of all, it's highly inadvisable to connect random USB flash drives to your computer. You never know what viruses are lurking there, looking forward to destroying your hard drive content. And while risk is a part of the game, don't overdo it. If you're 100% sure that you want to play, secure your computer as well as you can, or even better. Secondly, you can't even guess what information will be waiting for you on a flash drive. Anyone can download videos, photos, or text files, and this has already led to several problems. Speaking of which, have you got a parcel with a USB stick in it? Whatever you decide to do with it, don't plug the flash drive in. Such cases have been more and more frequent in Australia. The police warn people that hackers have invented a new tactic. They drop unmarked memory sticks to letterboxes. It'll probably come as no surprise that these devices contain malware able to mess up your computer. They evidently rely on human curiosity and, in all honesty, it pays off. People can't fight an inexplicable desire to check the contents of a mysterious gift. As a result, almost half of USB sticks received by post get plugged in. After that, people start having serious problems with their laptops and computers. For example, fraudulent media begins to stream service offers, or computer viruses harm files and programs on a PC. So, no touching the free flash drive, okay? Now, you leave a shopping mall, your office, an airport, and go to the parking lot to find your car. You unlock it and put the key in the ignition. When you're about to start your vehicle and drive away, you see something strange on your windshield. Is that a $100 bill wrapped around your wiper? Oh, you could certainly find a way to spend this unexpected gift. But do you really think someone accidentally put money on your windshield and forgot all about it? Beware, this is nothing but a ruse. Because as soon as you get out of your car to get a closer look at this mysterious banknote, the owner of the banknote will take action. They will get into your car and drive off at a record-breaking speed. Let's admit that no one would turn off their ignition and take their belongings with them if they got out of their car to check the windshield for a C note. As a result, in under a minute, you'll lose your car, your wallet, and your documents, and you'll be left stranded in the parking lot. People have recently started to find some article of clothing, like a shirt for instance, lying on their windshield or wrapped up in their wipers. If you ever happen to be one of these people, don't fall into this trap and don't try to remove the object. Just get in your car and drive away as fast as you can from the place you were parked. This seemingly misplaced garment is actually a new con being used by muggers and thieves. It works like this. If you see some random piece of clothing that prevents your wipers from moving or obscures your view, your first reaction will be to remove it, of course. But while you're distracted untying it or trying to get it off, the criminal has plenty of time to jump you. The most common place for this sort of scam is parking garages. They're usually badly lit and pretty deserted, which means there are few witnesses around and plenty of dark spaces for the attacker to lie in wait. Now, if one day you come home and notice some graffiti or markings on your door or house, call the police immediately. Even if it just looks like a teenage prank or a simple scratch, it's better to be safe than sorry, because burglars use certain marks to tell other criminals different things about your house. For example, something resembling a Roman numeral 2 means that the homeowners are rich, so the place is a great target. On the other hand, a crossed circle tells other burglars that there's nothing valuable to take from the house. Kind of makes you want to mark your own house like that. Now, a long horizontal rectangle divided into four parts means the place has a big aggressive guard dog. A triangle divided into two parts by a vertical line tells criminals to hit the place only at night, while a reversed one says that a house or apartment is free after dinner. and something looking like a combined A and K lets their fellow burglars know that the house is always full of people. Hey, did you know there's even a fraternity for burglars who love to steal desserts named Iota Grab a Pie? Sorry, I made that up. A new trick being used by car thieves, and that's the trick with a coin. They slip it into the space between the door and the door handle. When a car owner thinks they've locked the door with a remote, the vehicle is, in fact, still open. The coin prevents the lock on one of the doors from working. As soon as the owner walks away from the car, the thief has no problems at all opening the door and driving away. Another trick. As soon as there's some public gathering, a big party, or even a busy day at the mall, car thieves make an announcement over the PA system that a particular car, chosen by them of course, has blocked their vehicle in and they can't leave. As soon as the owner comes out to move his car, a group of guys start to act. They assume, and for good reason, that the person is carrying the key to his car.
Every year, there are about 2.5 million burglaries. That's one every 13 seconds. And the one thing any burglar wants to know all about when targeting your house, you. What valuables you have, what you buy, where you travel, your schedule, any and everything. Your doorbell rings, you answer it, and nobody's on the other side. Before you blame those neighborhood pranksters again, consider this. Someone could be checking to see if you're home. Same goes for any strange calls you get with nobody on the other line. On that note, don't just open the door at any knock or ring. Verify who's on the other side first. If they say they're from your utility company, rental office, or city services, ask them for ID and call the company to get it checked. Even if you have a video doorbell, anybody can buy any uniform these days. Don't go based on looks alone. A seemingly innocent flyer or ad under the doormat can also mean your house is a target. If it's still there the next day, it can make burglars think that nobody's home. Any person who finds some junk mail under their feet will throw it away, right? They have clever ways of finding out if you have an alarm system, what kind of doors and windows you have, if you have a dog, where you like to go on vacation, and so on. If you feel uncomfortable or suspicious about weird questions some stranger asks you, go with your gut and don't overshare. Know that something's not right if somebody's taking pics of your house and car. They might even try to be sneaky about it, like pretending they're taking a selfie or talking on the phone as they snap the pic. If you don't trust random photographers, stay cool and explain that you don't want them to do it and that it's your private property. Burglars might also stage some accident just to lure you out of your house. A fake utility worker can claim there's a gas or water leak. You leave the room for a couple of minutes, but it's already too late. An experienced burglar can get what they need in as little as 90 seconds. Always validate the identity of strangers showing up like this. Just call your utility provider. Beware if you see some sticker or paint on your door. Sure, these could just be coincidental nuisances, but it can also be a sign that someone wants to mark your house and set it apart from the rest. Get rid of it as soon as you can. Be careful when you sell your car or any other big price items. Delete the ads you posted as soon as you sell it. Many burglars call and pretend to be interested, asking if you still have it. Saying, "No, sold it already," will let them know you've just gotten a lot of money. Even if you spent it already, this person might like to break in and find out for themselves.
That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with